Peter from Zane and they're racing away, and Galaxy Queen has missed the kick by a couple of lengths over here, beginning well with Sands of Valhalla, who's up there in the early part with Palace Attack, who's gone up to race in second. In third is No More, racing about four lengths off the leader. Koval's making progress on the outside with Top Floor. They're racing pretty handy. Another three lengths back to Silver Comet. And Galaxy Queen is beaten for early speed, is eight or nine lengths off the leader. 1100 to go, and it's Sands of Valhalla out on the lead, just over a length clear of Koval, who's gone up to run into second now. In third is Palace Attack. Racing in fourth is Top Floor, just three lengths off the leader. A length further back then to No More. Then Silver Comet, the red cap, gives him five lengths start. And Galaxy Queen still races detached from the main bunch and about eight lengths off the leader. They come to the top of the Elba. They've got 700 metres to go with that wide false rail out today, and leading them down that stretch is Sands of Valhalla, led it by just over a length from Koval, racing back in second. Palace Attack is down the inside in third, No More. Then came Top Floor towards their outside. Homeward bound, they've got 450 left to go. Sands of Valhalla is tackled up front by Palace Attack down the inside. Koval is two lengths away towards the outside. No More progresses up the center. Top Floor is running a big race towards the outside. Still got two lengths to go, but Palace Attack has picked up the advantage here with No More, the stable companion. It's only danger. It's Palace Attack from No More. These are the two. Palace Attack and Gavin Lorena have the race here by about a neck or so. It's Palace Attack. No More is challenging late, but Palace Attack beat No More. Tight for third. Top Floor involved with Sands of Valhalla. Then came Koval, Silver Comet and Galaxy Queen. Great race for the Alec Laird stable. They pulled clear the stable companions, Palace Attack and No More down the inside. The rest are fighting on for third, but it's going to be a victory for Palace Attack. No More was still closing at the finisher, but Palace Attack just hangs on to win it by a head, giving Gavin Lorena a winner here this afternoon. Second to No More. Third gets tight, but Sands of Valhalla, I think, may just get third ahead of in fourth. That's also pretty tight. Top Floor or Koval for fourth there. That'll be a photograph in behind those Silver Comet and Galaxy Queen. So Palace Attack is the four-year-old son of Patala Palace. He's come to form today. Hasn't won since last year, August. But he's gone on best of all today under Gavin Lorena for Grant Cornwall, Gary Basil, Lance Clark and the O'Driscolls. Canine Solutions Close Corporation, Albito, No More for the same winning owners. And that'll run back in second. So a good race for the team. Alec Laird, Palace Attack, was bred by Applewood Trading Pty Limited, trading as endorsed. That very well related. Related, of course, to that very gross Fire Attack from the same yard. Tight for third, but it looks like Sands of Valhalla were doing enough for your place accumulators. And fourth, I think, has gone to Top Floor ahead of Koval, but we'll wait for the judges.